Pandemic Flea Market yang bakal berlangsung pada awal tahun ini di Sapura Mines menawarkan ruang-ruang booth kepada mereka yang ingin memaparkan produk dan barangan untuk dijual kepada orang ramai. Sekiranya anda berminat untuk menjual produk menarik maupun ingin mendalami idea-idea kreatif usahawan tempatan, daftar di ruangan contact us di sapuraproperty.com.my. Sapura, PROPERTY.com.my.
Korang tengah layar podcast Amans, sebahagian dari jaringan podcast di Amans ni. Apa khabar semua? Aku Mak Pis.
Aku Yem.
Okey lah Yem, banyak sebenarnya benda kita nak bincang seperti biasa dalam podcast ni. Tapi seperti biasa, kita mulakan dengan segmen pertama, apa berita terbesar minggu ni? Okey, berita terbesar minggu ni kita akan cuba memberi fokus kepada apa yang berlaku di China. Kerana kita lihat laporan ni daripada South China Morning Post. China tech crackdown most exclusive copyright deals banned for digital music platforms. Dan jika pendengar-pendengar semua ingat, sebenarnya aku dengan Yem ada berbincang tentang perkara ini beberapa episod yang lepas. Sebenarnya tahun lepas dalam sesi-sesi podcast Amans. Dan kita tahu bahawa this is part of ongoing Beijing's ongoing crackdown on tech. Dan kita tahu leading industry player, kita tahu Tencent Music telah ended all exclusive copyright agreements last year. Dan kita tahu ini merupakan niat Beijing adalah untuk end monopolistic behavior, want to make sure that semua these tech companies are under their control and following what they say. But you can see here dalam China's copyright authority telah baru saja berkata bahawa digital music platforms tidak lagi dibenarkan untuk menandatangani ataupun memeterai sebarang eksklusif copyright agreements except in special circumstances. Of course, kita tidak tahu special circumstances ni berujuk kepada apa. I guess well, that's the end lah of any exclusive copyright. Dan seperti mana, just a fun fact, Spotify is not in China. In case kalau anda semua terkejut, tiada Spotify di China. Tapi kita tahu China sebenarnya banyak streaming services ditawarkan. Tapi kita lihat ini merupakan situasi yang terpaksa didepani oleh pemain-pemain streaming di China.
Benda yang agak hipokritikal adalah CCP adalah sebuah monopoli tau. There's no other party that can. Jadi bila diorang kata okay and other monopolies, I mean this is consistent lah sebab
and monopolies but me.
By definition dia je yang boleh monopoli, orang lain tak boleh monopoli. Okay, and this is the problem when it comes to tech companies dekat sana. Macam kau cakap tadi, Spotify tak ada dekat China. Jadi apa yang dekat China? Well, the biggest player right now is Tencent Music. Tencent yang buat QQ macam WhatsApp tu, they are big. Alright, jadi mulai tahun lepas Tencent Holding dah buat pengumuman untuk mengakhirkan semua exclusive music copyright agreement setelah diarahkan oleh kerajaan untuk membuat demikian. Dan kerajaan pun dah cakap Tencent Holdings melalui Tencent Music ada 80% exclusive music library yang membenarkan diorang untuk buat leverage over upstream copyright parties dan membolehkan dorang untuk menidakkan entrance baru dalam pasaran. Jadi kalau you nak buat satu syarikat music di China, most probably you tak boleh masuk sebab Tencent Music menghalang you. Kenapa dia menghalang? Sebab dia ada 80% exclusive music library resources. And bila kita cakap pasal exclusive resources, kita pasaran dia besar babe. Lagi besar daripada Amerika Syarikat. Sebab not only do they have all the traditional artists macam, you know, The Weeknd lah, apa nama, Doja Cat, they also have Chinese market. Okay, jadi bila
which is huge.
Huge, memang huge. Jadi kalau kau imagine, you know, contohnya macam Youku.
I would say Chinese speaking world lah. Chinese speaking world they conquer.
The Chinese speaking world they conquer and with some elements of English speaking world juga. Okay, macam Vietnam, macam Taiwan, macam Hong Kong pun masuk juga pasaran tu. Jadi sekarang ni isu dia, kalau kau imagine Youku, iaitu YouTube punya, China punya version of YouTube, dia dah ada about 1 to 2 billion active users monthly. 1 to 2 billion, maknanya, you know, Youku has a big following around the world, outside of China. Imagine audio market, because generally people listen to music a lot more than they watch TV, right? Ataupun a lot more than they watch video. So if you have 1 billion monthly active user for Youku, you're going to have much, much more than that when it comes to music. And when you own 80% of the exclusive music library resources, you literally own music in China. And this is the part where Kerajaan China kata, you tak boleh lagi besar daripada I. You yang tak pegang undang-undang, I yang pegang undang-undang. You kena back down sebab I boleh boleh buat you, buat demikian dekat you. Macam tu je, simple. Jadi copyright practices daripada 2015 dah dibaik pulih. Okay, ni setelah kerajaan China ban unlicensed music streaming. Dia dah ordered platform to remove millions of songs. And then the industry masih lagi memerlukan further standardization. Jadi following this, kita nak tengok apa dia yang akan Tencent Music buat baru. Dan for now, most exclusive copyright deals banned for digital music platforms with no end in sight. No end in sight. So Tencent Music tak boleh buat all exclusive copyright agreement. Now we don't know who the other players are. Maybe for now, kita kena expect macam all the other tech companies in China to own 10 to 20% of the pasaran. So maybe you're going to see 5 to 6 big players. Until and unless they can get that done, no digital music in China.
Aku pun kalau kita lihat ni, aku boleh imagine dia mungkin either it's going to be tied down geographically. That means setiap region ada dia punya streaming services. Or Tencent probably have to double down on podcast or something lah, because their digital music library exclusivity is totally gone. Dan aku tak nampak how they going to, I would say recover lah, how okay. They going to regain
one
this
area,
so-called foothold.
One area of interest would be Apple Music, sebab macam The Weeknd, when he launched his new album, he launched it on Apple Music first tau, on Friday afternoon, waktu kita.
Okay.
And then a few hours later, I think one day later, baru dia keluar dekat tempat-tempat lain, dekat Spotify lah, dekat apalah.
Aku lepas kau tweet tu, aku buka sebenarnya on Spotify. I think about 3-4 hours later dah ada.
Okay.
But maybe first drop lah.
First drop is on Apple Music, and then subsequent drops on elsewhere, right? Jadi maybe Apple Music ada peluang untuk tambat pasaran digital music di China. Itu satu player. Another player is of course Spotify. Mungkin dia akan masuk pasaran tu. Kita pun tak tahu macam mana. Mungkin dia masuk, mungkin tidak. Dan local players lah untuk menandingi Tencent Music akan masuk. Whatever it is, you know, this is something very crazy because music is everything. Literally, bro. Music is everything. Today alone, just before we did this podcast, aku buka aku punya YouTube Music app. It shows, by the way, aku guna semua. Aku guna Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. Okay, because aku agnostic. As long as something makes sense to me, I just use. And all of them, I'm paying. Okay. Kalau kau tengok screen time in terms of app usage, it's so scary, bro. Sebab aku punya app usage for YouTube Music is 5 hours. 5 hours. Okay. YouTube Music has been playing on my phone and in the background for 5 hours. And ni tak termasuk podcast macam kau cakap tadi kan. Maybe ada podcast time ke benda tu. Podcast aku biasa dengar when I'm driving. I don't listen to podcast at home kan. Because at home I do so many other things. Jadi isu dia sekarang, what's next for digital music China, where the pasaran is at least 1.5 billion and it is continuously growing. This market is ready to be disrupted. It cannot be held by just Tencent Music, and Chinese government knows this, and Chinese government is moving in. My view is, ramalan aku adalah, walaupun belum masuk lagi segmen ramalan, dalam jangka masa terdekat ni, just after Chinese New Year, China akan umum 5 new players, one of which is going to be Apple Music.
Wow, that will be interesting to see how a US-based company perform. But yeah, aku sebenarnya looking forward kalau Apple Music, because it will be interesting, right? But I'm sure Apple Music have to dedicate a lot of resources just to, make a dent lah in China or make an impact lah.
But no, betul, because it will be interesting. Okay. Apple is the only American company that is still big in China, all right? But their services is still very low. Apple Music in general is just not penetrating the market at all globally. Maybe they can use China as the launch pad to do this.
Perfect. Perfect place, right? With just the sheer amount of people, sheer amount of economic power. Perfect place in my opinion. Kita akan berehat sebentar. We're not leaving China yet. Lepas ni kita akan sambung. Kita berehat dulu di podcast Amaz ni. Stay tuned with us.
Di Sapura Mines, majlis perkahwinan impian anda boleh menjadi nyata. Dewan Agam di Sapura Mines mampu memuatkan sehingga 2,000 jemputan. Besar atau kecil majlis idaman anda, Sapura Mines mampu merealisasikannya. Kawasan parkir yang disediakan amat luas bagi menempatkan kesemua hadirin pada hari istimewa anda. Anda juga boleh memilih caterer pilihan bagi menepati cita rasa terkini. Untuk makluman lanjut, sila layari sapuraproperty.com.my. Sapura, P-R-O-P-E-R-T-Y.com.my.
Okay, kembali ke podcast Amaz bersama aku, Mark Peace dan juga Yim. Ini merupakan segmen kedua, apa lagi berita terbesar minggu ni. Okay, seperti apa yang aku kata sebelum berehat tadi, kita still belum tinggal kat China, tetapi kita live from digital music, industri digital music kepada gaming ataupun lebih spesifiknya Roblox. Aku sebenarnya taklah familiar dengan Roblox ni. Roblox ni a little bit untuk pendengar-pendengar yang unfamiliar, is a little bit like Minecraft. I don't know whether I'm describing it accurately, tapi aku percaya a lot of kids these days between the age of school going lah 7 to 12 spends a lot of time on Roblox. Dan laporan ini sebenarnya dikeluarkan di Financial Times, di mana Roblox to rebuild China app after going offline. Syarikat tersebut plan untuk relaunch selepas mengalami stiff competition and regulatory barriers. Dan kita tahu Roblox ni tak boleh main-main. It's a $50 billion USD online gaming company. This announcement means they are, boleh kata, dedicating a particular bill, a particular platform in China after only just taking down its Chinese app last month. Then this according to say according to the report, Luobu Lesi app, which it launched in partnership with Chinese gaming giant Tencent again, was taken down in December just 5 months after it was released. Dan sebenarnya as early as last week, Roblox telah mengumumkan bahawa mereka are making necessary investments, including to the way data is processed in its games as part of the important transitory actions that it will include in this particular bill. Dan aku rasa menarik sebenarnya because we all know there's a big gaming market in China, right? I think it is estimated over 720 million gamers are available in China, and for a company macam Roblox yang ada dedicated pre-teen as they describe it, this is a big market to capture.
Macam tak faham kan angka-angka dia orang, 700 juta, 600 juta. I mean, this is crazy, bro. I mean, American population
berapa,
pun
berapa puluh kali Malaysia.
Ah kan, 80 kali Malaysia, 100 kali kena Malaysia. Anyway, this is something that is consistent with apa yang China buat sebelum ni. Macam kita cakap tadi, dia crackdown semua, bro. Dia crackdown Didi Chuxing, rideshare app, dia crackdown Tencent Music, digital music, dia crackdown Roblox ataupun gaming. In fact, kalau kau ingat baru-baru ni, dia ada undang-undang yang kanak-kanak tak boleh main lebih daripada 3 jam seminggu ke benda entah.
Yes.
I mean,
tapi the interesting part about cracking down ni, yes, kita sebenarnya kita banyak sembah pasal crackdown. Tapi aku rasa this is the first company that bukanlah kata fight back. They are trying to fit in into China's whatever regulation set for them, which aku rasa quite interesting lah this approach.
Memang.
Never yet seen.
No, you're right. They are working with the system. They are trying to fit in the system because there is no other way to fight China other than a coup d'etat, lawan Mao Zedong level, right? If you don't have the capacity to do that, you just follow the rule. Jadi, on one hand, you know, we don't like government intervention in corporate, in the capitalistic world, right? We don't want, because capitalism should let the capital do the work. But then the impact of this mazhab, contohnya, mazhab capitalism, you're going to get US. Meta / Facebook dah memporak-perandakan fabric of society in the US. Instagram, we've seen how a scientific study has shown teenage girls, 3 in 5 teenage girls feels bad after watching Instagram. And then you watch how Uber in the US merosakkan sistem kontraktor / pekerja, di mana semua pekerja, semua Uber driver is never going to be considered a worker, and therefore they're never going to be considered you know, getting their 401k ataupun their EPF. They're never going to get insurance, they're never going to get anything. This is the implication of full untethered capitalism. Now, is this what we want? I don't think so. I don't want that. So yeah. Now we try the socialist model of China. Beberapa kali aku asyik ulang, China is not really a communist country if you look at how they run their economy. If you look at the democratic process, yes, they are a through and through communist country. But the democratic process of China is just a small portion of what China is. At the end of the day, they are a manufacturing plant of the world. At the end of the day, they are the movers and shakers of products and services. And therefore, you should measure China based on their economic standing. And based on their economic standing, they are more capitalistic rather than socialistic. And they are more towards untethered capital manufacturing versus less on services that is, you know, pure driven by government control. That's why aku rasa bila the Chinese government step in to take control on the tech sector, to crack down on some of the tech sector, okay, they're showing signs. Dia tunjuk belang dia yang dia orang ni sebuah negara komunis. Benar. Tetapi ini adalah satu pendekatan yang sangat berbeza dengan Amerika Syarikat. Aku tak terlibat dalam mana-mana syarikat Tencent ke apakah. Aku tak ada shareholder. Aku bukan CEO. Jadi aku tak ada vested interest to see they succeed or fail. But as an observer who sits so far away from this, aku nak tengok macam mana implikasinya terhadap sektor teknologi melalui pendekatan yang dilaksanakan oleh kerajaan China, iaitu pendekatan sosialistik di dalam dunia tech. Adakah ini akan lebih baik daripada pendekatan kapitalistik dari segi Amerika Syarikat? My suspicion is it's going to be better. Why? Because it's not really that hard to be better than the US when it comes to improving the tech sector.
Tech regulation.
The tech regulation. There's no such thing as tech regulation anyway in the US. They always circumvent the tech regulation.
What regulation? Tapi aku rasa this Roblox thing will be interesting to watch, because if Roblox succeed, I'm sure other companies will look and say, rather than kita melarikan diri ataupun, you know, just don't bend over to China, let's find out what China wants and see if we can fit into it. Because I'm sure ada juga company di China yang having trouble to follow these regulations, right? And if you're being, if you're talking about just being business-minded, why don't just team up with the government of China, right?
Betul.
If you can't beat them, join them.
Betul. Sangat betul.
Yeah, that's basically it. Okay, on that note, kita berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen ketiga, segmen teman Amans.
Amans Media adalah peneraju kandungan dunia IT dalam bahasa Malaysia. Kami memberi tumpuan terhadap perkembangan dunia IT di dalam dan di luar negara. Kami menghasilkan tutorial dan menggunakan bahasa Malaysia sepenuhnya. Layari amans.my, amanz.my hari ini.
Okey, kembali ke podcast Amans bersama aku, Mark Peace, dan juga Yem. Seperti biasa, ini merupakan segmen ketiga, segmen teman Amans. Seperti biasa, pendengar-pendengar di luar sana boleh hantarkan email sama ada voice note ataupun audio recording ke us@amans.my. Aku ulang sekali lagi, us@amans.my. Untuk apa-apa soalan untuk diberikan kepada aku dan Yem, kita dengarkan soalan untuk sesi kali ini.
Hai, saya Kumar dari Klang. Pada awal bulan Januari, modal pasaran atau market capitalization Apple telah melangkaui paras $3 trillion Amerika. Ini merupakan satu-satunya kali sebuah syarikat melepasi paras $3 trillion. Soalan saya adalah, apakah implikasi kepada dunia perniagaan apabila sebuah syarikat pembikin komputer telah mendapat penilaian atau valuation sebegini rupa? Terima kasih.
Ah, tu dia. Apple ni sebenarnya Yim's favorite topic lah, dan ada aku pula pun terjebak juga dengan Apple ni. Aku ada terbaca laporan tentang this 3 trillion worth of stocks. It's quite a big topic to dissect. Maybe Yim boleh mulakan how should we approach this particular. What does it mean Apple punya 3 trillion worth?
Okay, first of all, berdasarkan market valuation syarikat Apple. Market valuation is very, market capitalization, pardon me. Market capitalization is very easy. The number of shares that the company has times the price that it has. So, buat masa sekarang, Apple mencecah lebih daripada angka 3 trillion US dollar pada hari Isnin. 3 Januari. Sekarang ni dia dah jatuh dah, tapi tak adalah jatuh banyak mana pun, 2.93 trillion. Dan ini masih lagi
still very close,
and it still puts Apple as the richest and the most valuable company that has ever existed in humanity. Okay, jadi sekarang bagus soalan
Jarak tu. Samadun.
Bagus soalan tu, sebab dia kita nak tengok bagaimana sebuah syarikat yang mencipta handphone dapat mendapatkan valuation setinggi itu. Sebab kalau kau tengok, tak ramai yang beli handphone baru. Okay? Maybe ramai ada iPhone. I agree, ramai ada iPhone. Tapi they have iPhone 11, iPhone mini, iPhone 12. Not many people have iPhone 13. So why is it that the company that sells iPhones is the richest in the company? Apa dia punya superpower? Apa dia punya kehebatan dia? Well, jawapan dia mudah, iaitu services. Jadi kalau kita tengok
ekosistem lah.
Dia punya
ekosistem.
Yes. So Apple Music is one of them, even though it's lousy. macOS, iOS,
Apple
iPad
Arcade.
OS. Okay, and then the add-on services, Apple Arcade macam kau cakap, Apple TV. And then, of course, the ease of use. Now, companies are embracing the use of Apple at the workplace. When I was working in a bank in the early 2010s, the banks mati-mati tak nak guna Apple, bro. Dia semua nak guna Windows. These days, all companies that I go to, everybody tend to use Apple, because dulu, you know, people are stuck with Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft PowerPoint. These days, yes, you can still use all these apps, but at the same time, you are integrating it in the body of a MacBook. So, you guna Microsoft Teams. Hari-hari, you pakai Microsoft Teams. You pakai Microsoft Teams untuk...
Tapi on Apple.
Yeah, exactly, man. Microsoft Teams untuk approve memo. Microsoft Chat on Teams untuk go through some channels within your team. It's fine. It's normal. But you still use it on Apple. You still use it on Apple product, sama ada MacBook ataupun iPad ataupun iPhone. And when you look at the shell of the body of the device, all of them are Apple, but everything inside is all, you know, ubiquitous and agnostic. You can use everything. Then you start to realize, where does this end? Dekat mana orang akan henti menggunakan produk Apple? Jawapan dia, tak ada dalam masa terdekat ni. Tak ada. As long as the MacBook is good, and it is, because the latest MacBook yang gunakan M1 A1 chip still is the best in the market, and then they've brought down the price from RM30,000 to RM15,000 for the base model, and then if that's too pricey for you, you can choose the lower chips that will give you about, you know, 6, 7, 8K MacBook, and you're thinking, my God, this is so good, this is so fast, and you can do so much productivity on it. That's when you realize, I'm going to buy an Apple and I'm going to use all the services on the Apple device. That is their superpower.
Tapi aku ingat sebenarnya kita cakap pasal Apple ni a lot of times. And in fact, percaya, even aku dengan Ian pun ada cakap ada pasal ramalan, Apple car dan sebagainya. Aku tahu ni bukan segmen ramalan, Ian, tapi I just want to pick your brain on this. Is there a possibility, do you see? I wouldn't say so far in the future lah. Maybe let's just put 10 years from now. Do you see Apple actually venturing into home appliances?
Of course.
Do you see Apple...
No, bro. I think Apple they will sell Apple House. They will sell...
Apple Home.
Apple House. Dia akan buat satu rumah yang Apple. And everybody would love to live in it. And everybody wants to live
in it. Lampu, shower.
Everything integrated. Like, that's how it is, right? Because the moment you go to Apple Car, you're going to realize, okay, it's going to be serious now. You know, I'm going to be driving in it. And why? Why does this matter? It's because they want you to interact with their OS. At the end of the day, this is an OS game, operating system game, all right? This is the part where they command your attention. Nama dia attention economy, okay? Ataupun ekonomi perhatian. They don't want money from you anymore. They want your attention. That's the most important thing right now. Not so much your wallet. If they can command your attention, they won the game. Right now, today, kalau kau tengok, I move from my iPhone to my iPad to my MacBook. Right now, even when we do this podcast, we're still doing it on my MacBook. After this, when I edit it, I want to edit it on my iPad. After that, I want to publish it on my iPhone. 24 hours a day.
It never ends, right?
Jadi, bila aku tidur je sebenarnya, ataupun masa aku jogging, actually, no, I take that back. When I was jogging just now, I still
you're
put...
You're connected, right?
I still put iPhone. Yeah.
Apple Watch.
Dengan
music.
In fact, masa aku tidur pun, now that thinking about it, masa aku tidur pun aku pakai Apple Watch. So, yes, it's not going away. And if they can command 24 hours a day, then they would do it. Why wouldn't they? Kalau dia nak jual satu Apple House kepada aku supaya aku 24 hours layan dia punya OS, they would do it. And they have the money for it and they have the technology for it. Does it make any...
But you also see it happening lah.
Yeah, of course. That's why, you know, it's soalan tadi tu memang kenalah dengan masanya. Apa maksud, apakah ertinya Apple dinilaikan sebagai 3 trilion juta ringgit, 3 trilion juta dolar Amerika. It means only one thing, that the rise of Apple is continuously going on. It is still rising. That's what it means. They say the rise of Apple. I say it's the rising of Apple. Continuously. It's a present tense. It's going. Itulah dia. Artinya.
Terima kasih banyak-banyak for that question. I mean, we're going to look back in many, many years from now dan lihat betul lah apa jadi dengan Apple ni. Continuous trajectory menaik ataupun sebaliknya. We're going to berehat sebentar. Lepas ni kita akan ke segmen keempat, segmen ramalan atau Zoom.
Kopi. Nadi penggerak dunia moden hari ini. Kopi yang enak dan berkualiti menjadi pasangan sesuai bagi mana-mana majlis sosial maupun formal. Blue Dome Coffee menyajikan kopi Ramon khas dari biji kopi yang premium disediakan dengan rapi oleh barista-barista handalan bagi memastikan setiap hirupan istimewa tanpa bandingan. Kunjungi Instagram ataupun Facebook at Blue Dome Coffee untuk maklumat lanjut. Cari kami di at Blue Dome Coffee hari ini.
Okey, kembali ke podcast Amaz bersama aku, Apis dan juga Yem. Ini merupakan segmen keempat, segmen ramalan atau Nuzul. Aku tahu aku dan Yem banyak buat ramalan sebenarnya sesi podcast kali ini. Tetapi specifically for this segment, Yem, apa kita nak ramalkan untuk sesi ini?
Aku nak ramalkan masa depan pembikinan kereta lah oleh syarikat-syarikat tech. Sebab kalau kau tengok, okay, Tesla ada masalah manufacturing right now. They have very good cars, but they can't produce at the promised rate. Apple Car masih lagi belum selesai. Dia kata 2025. Tapi nampak gaya no news yet in terms of the development of the car. So mungkin it might be pushed back. And then you look at all the other car companies, macam the traditional car companies, Honda, Toyota, BMW, apa semua. They are not moving into tech as much as we thought they would. Baru ni sekarang BMW launched a new full electric car, the iX, and then the iX3 and all that. All that is okay, but at the same time, it's not as aggressive as Tesla, for instance. And then in the end of the day, so what are the tech companies that are currently looking at developing cars? Is it Facebook? Is Meta building cars? We don't know. You can Google Facebook making cars. You can get some hits, but those are just rumors. If you look at Huawei, they're building cars. So far, so good. But it's not going to be easy for them. This is something new for them. Jadi, bila masuk topik pembikinan kereta oleh syarikat-syarikat tech, benda ni payah sebab, you know, in the future, we want a city that is being driven by good public transportation. We want a city with good pedestrian roads. We want a city that is having top-notch, level one, trains, buses, all green, all electric. That is the future of living in a city. The future of living in a city isn't everyone owning a Tesla. That's not the future. Okay, that's not serving public good. The service of public good is to build cities with good public infrastructure, with green tech, with enhanced mobility for the dwellers of the city, not the purchasers of cars from tech companies. And because of that, the desire for governments to build better is there. And because of that, aku rasa syarikat-syarikat tech ni, bila diorang bikin kereta, it's actually just for the top 10% or the top 20% of the population. The bottom 80% is still going to be driven by green cities. Masa aku pergi Hangzhou, many years ago, aku lawat Alibaba punya kilang. It's all green already. Electric buses all around. Aku pergi Shenzhen, just north of Hong Kong. Same thing. Green tech, green energy, highly efficient public transportation system, highly reliable. Nobody's driving a Tesla en masse dekat Hangzhou ataupun dekat Shenzhen. Everybody takes the train, everybody takes the bus.
Tapi this is what we call the advanced countries lah. In Malaysia, very little. Tapi menarik ramalan kau yang membuat aku terfikir sebenarnya dalam CES baru-baru ni. Chrysler, you know Chrysler ni is an iconic American brand. They've announced that they only will sell electric vehicles by 2028. So other than tech companies, membikin kereta, now we are looking at probably traditional car makers going full electric also. We may see, big companies like Ford, apa semua, diorang pun mungkin bila dah tengok all these cars are going electric, they also will be interested untuk phase into electric. So we may see, actually, in fact, maybe years from now, Proton only sell electric cars, Produa only sell electric cars. I mean that's the future lah, at least.
Yeah, I agree. But at the same time, is this the future that we want? All of us owning cars, or all of us are mobile, doesn't have to be cars. All of us are able to transport one another with ease at the cheapest cost using the lowest carbon emission technology possible.
Yeah. Yang ni yang government kena fikir, bukan sama ada our chief commissioner beli share ke adik dia beli share. Kan? I mean, these are the sort of things you want to discuss, right?
Itulah dia.
Kalau kau tanya aku pun tak ada jawapan.
Itulah dia.
We need to discuss lah benda ni kan. So isu-isu macam ni lah yang perlu diberi perhatian. Rather than, kita ni how Kuala Lumpur is going to be, how Petaling Jaya is going to be. How all other cities going to be? What's the development plan? Gitu. So tak apalah, kita ruminate in this even longer. Kita akan ke segmen terakhir, which is our favourite segmen baik buruk. Kita berehat sebentar.
Amans Media adalah peneraju kandungan dunia IT dalam bahasa Malaysia. Kami memberi tumpuan terhadap perkembangan dunia IT di dalam dan di luar negara. Kami menghasilkan tutorial dan menggunakan bahasa Malaysia sepenuhnya. Layari amanz.my, amanz.my hari ini.
Okay, kembali ke podcast Aman bersama aku, Mak Pis dan juga Yim. Ini merupakan segmen terakhir segmen baik buruk. Seperti biasa, aku dan Yim akan sembang baik dan buruk. Sebelum kita ke buruk ni sentiasa ada. Baik ni Yim, aku sebelum rehat, aku ada cakap pasal CES. Baik bagi aku sebenarnya, and this actually just wowed me lah. This news from BMW, you can change your car color with an app. So BMW telah telah mengumumkan teknologi baru, which is the first color changing car di Consumer Electronics Show CES di Las Vegas. The concept car called the BMW iX Flow uses electronic ink technology normally found in e-readers to transform the car's exterior into a variety of patterns in grey and white. Of course lah, kita bercakap sekarang grey and white and pattern dan sebagainya. Tapi, well, I don't know. Maybe 15-20 years from now, you probably buy one car and kita boleh tukar kereta colour ikut mood. Which for me, aku rasa it never even lalu pun pikiran aku tentang the fact that we can actually
tak pernah terlintas,
change car or change pattern.
Tak pernah terlintas.
Tak pernah terlintas. Benda tu hanya dalam game saja yang aku rasa.
Oh yelah, GTA apa dah. Semua kan. Shock juga. Yeah. Tak tahulah aku. Tapi aku rasa at the end of the day, gimmick. Gimmick.
Yelah, memanglah gimmick.
Tak ada
tapi,
apa.
Tapi seronok lah. Kadang kita nak sembang pasal benda-benda macam ni lah.
Yelah, aku faham okay, maksud kau. This is the way forward lah. Tapi itu baik, itu memang baik lah kan. I mean, there's nothing else to this. Buruk pada aku adalah, I mean, MACC punya commissioner lah, Zambaki. I mean, apalah ni. I mean, you know, you're the anti-corruption body. And then you see rubbish like this. What's worse is this, you know. What's worse is, ada pula surat sokongan keluar, support Zambaki. Kenapa kau kena support? Tak payah support.
Support boss. Support boss.
Tak payah. Support boss. Diam sudah. Kalau tak pun.
KPI dah dekat.
Move ahead and let him go. Contohnya, katalah. Aku tak tahu kalau ada jawatan ni. Maybe ada. Kalau aku Google kejap dapatlah jumpa kot. Timbalan Ketua Pusuruh Jaya SPRM. Mesti ada kot. Somebody yang deputy SPRM chair.
Ada. Ya, diorang sign. Three of that.
Jadi, engkau lah jadi ketua. Tak, kalau tak ni pun, contohnya cakap lah. Apa nama? Acting commissioner. Sementara the commissioner himself is being investigated by two different parties, by the way. Suruhanjaya Security, SC, dengan polis. Dua benda yang berbeza. Jadi, while he is under investigation, let him go through the due process. Kalau dia not guilty, then okay, resume balik. Tak, okay, bukanlah. Ini, so, where is the moral high ground here? There is no moral high ground anymore. Jadi bila kau cakap, I ni ketua pesuruhjaya ni tau, rasuah tau. I nak tangkap you sebab you ambil rasuah tau. Orang tu cakap apa? Eleh kau. Engkau punya lebih pula. Aku. You know that kind of thing, you know. So this is the problem with.
Tak, sadi, with jadi dia jawab, bukan saya, adik saya yang buat.
Yalah. So the story is this lah. SPRM is never ending. SPRM is never ending. And I think SPRM needs to report to the parliament, and SPRM needs to understand itself that they have served its purpose. Perhaps it's time to think about new way of doing things bila masuk bab tangkap rasuah ni. So, but as it stands,
they need to set themselves up to higher standard lah.
Yeah.
Basically.
And it starts with the leader, by the way. It starts with the leader.
You and me.
It really does. Okay, so you wanna ask them to set themselves up to a higher standard. They can't because the leader himself is problematic. Itu masalahnya sekarang. Okay, settle.
Betul lah, aku setuju. Yaitu satu, dan dari satu nak tu ada juga pihak yang nak, selain daripada SPRM, okay lah, mungkin bos nak sayang bos kan, nak tu ada juga political party yang dia dah explain cukup lah, kita boleh lepaskan dia.
Okay, aku ada satu pas tu memang aku malah nak kacau. Satu lagi baik yang aku nak sebut, muda sekarang adalah real political party and
registered party.
As of last year. So kalau nak bertanding, diorang boleh, atas tiket sendiri pun boleh, dan aku yakin yang diorang akan membawa satu nafas baru dalam dunia politik. Walaupun ada dalam muda tu beberapa personality yang aku kurang berkenan sikit, tetapi
everywhere lah,
everywhere.
Every political party ada,
everywhere. Just like UMNO, just like PAS, dalam parti-parti tu pun ada orang-orang yang boleh pakai. Tapi that's the point, we want more choices and more options. I don't know whether we are going to get a lot more candidates in the general election, because general elections do cost money, and parties like Muda and all that might not necessarily have the money. In fact, I can argue that not many political parties have money right now. So it's a situation where everybody is not having enough money. So we might see a general election where everybody is for the first time contesting at an equal level playing ground. I really hope that the general election is right now happening. Sebab the longer we wait, the longer we're not going to have dasar-dasar yang membuahkan hasil kepada rakyat. Sebab GST contohnya. GST is a good thing. It's a most important thing to be done. It will never be done because GST is so unpopular. Itu baru
political
satu contoh.
Hot potato.
Exactly. Unless they want to commit political suicide, they will never introduce GST. But logic dictates if the government wants more income, they should do GST. So they can only do the right thing when it's no longer populist to do so. And the fact remains they have to continue to be carrying out populist decisions until and unless an election is done. My plea to the government, especially to Yang Amat Berhormat Perdana Menteri kita Ismail Sabri, call for an election as soon as possible, because right now we cannot continue the way we are. We just cannot. Call for the election, whatever the result, come what may, you build a coalition following that. Right now, it's just impossible to go on this way.
And on that note, kita akhiri sesi podcast Samais untuk kali ini. Seperti biasa, hantarkan segala feedback, soalan dan sebagainya ke us@amazon.my. Aku dan James sentiasa mengalami-alaminya. Kita bertemu lagi di sesi yang akan datang. Jumpa lagi.
Pandemic Flea Market yang bakal berlangsung pada awal tahun ini di Sapura Mines menawarkan ruang-ruang booth kepada mereka yang ingin memaparkan produk dan barangan untuk dijual kepada orang ramai. Sekiranya anda berminat untuk menjual produk menarik maupun ingin mendalami idea-idea kreatif usahawan tempatan, daftar di ruangan contact us di sapuraproperty.com.my. Sapura, P-R-O-P-E-R-T-Y.com.my.